Chapter 101. As time ticked by, Zain and the rest continued kneeling on the ground. Even though their knees felt terribly painful, none of them dared to get back up. It wasn't until 20 minutes later that Tommy finally barged into the room. Charlie hurried forward to welcome him. "Mr. Lewis." When Zain and the others heard that he had arrived, they looked up one by one. The moment their gaze finally fell upon Tommy, all of them almost fainted in horror. None of them had seen him before. But when they did, his bloodthirsty aura was enough to overwhelm them with fear. However, Tommy ignored Charlie as he fixed his gaze on Kai. When he saw the knowing look Kai gave him, Tommy refrained from acknowledging him. After all, Hilda and Maria were present. If they knew Kai was involved with Tommy, Kai's parents would definitely find out too. Looking at the group kneeling on the ground, Tommy's face turned grim before giving Charlie a tight slap. "Didn't I tell you to sit tight and wait?" Charlie was utterly confounded by the slap. As for Tommy, he knelt down and helped Zain back up to his feet. "I have failed to discipline my men. Please forgive me." After that, he turned to Charlie and asked, "What happened today?" Charlie narrated the entire incident without holding anything back. When he heard that it was Josh who started it, Tommy's expression darkened. He then glanced toward Josh, who was still grimacing on the ground. When Josh saw the murderous look in Tommy's eyes, he gritted his teeth in his attempt to stand up and explain. "Mr. Lewis, I..." Tommy wasn't bothered to listen to Josh's explanation. Instead, he ordered, "Break all his limbs and throw him out. He is forbidden from stepping foot in here going forward daily latest. Chapters only infobug.com." The moment they heard Josh's agonizing cries, Zain and the others peed their pants again. The cruelty Tommy had demonstrated struck fear into their hearts. "Everyone, I'm sorry my subordinate has spoiled your night. All your expenses will be on the house. Please continue to enjoy yourselves, and I'll be sending up a few bottles of our best wine," Tommy explained with a slight smile. The sudden change in his attitude bewildered everyone, who had no idea what was going on. As if they were frozen in place, no one dared to make a move. When he noticed everyone was unmoving, Kai replied, "In that case, Mr. Lewis, thank you for your hospitality. The pleasure is mine. I'm really sorry about today," Tommy apologized in a servile tone. With that, Kai returned to their private room with the two shocked girls in tow. The moment Zain saw them leave, he quickly trailed behind like a soulless corpse. "Mr. Lewis, are they slap?" Before Charlie could finish, Tommy landed another slap on him. "Do you know who Kai is?" Tommy asked, glaring at Charlie. Charlie shook his head. "I don't. He is our overlord. Our ultimate boss." Charlie's expression drastically changed the instant he heard it. As one of Tommy's key lieutenants, he was aware that the Templar regiment belonged to the Dragon sect. In other words, Tommy was telling him that the overlord of the Dragon sect had emerged. Nevertheless, he had not expected the overlord to be Kai, who looked inconspicuous to the eye. In that case, was Steven defeated by him? Charlie asked in astonishment. Chapter 102. What do you think? Tommy gave him a cold glance. You should be glad that you escaped with your life today. Quick, prepare some good wine and serve them yourself. But remember, the Overlord doesn't want his identity to be revealed.
I understand, Mr. Lewis.
Trembling in fear, Charlie went off to make the arrangements. Meanwhile, when Kai and the others returned to the private room, everyone fell silent. They had yet to recover from the shock that the man who had just apologized to them humbly was the infamous Tommy. Slap. Zane suddenly gave himself a tight slap. When he felt the excruciating pain, he mumbled, "This is real. It's not a dream at all. How is this possible?" Zane still couldn't believe what was happening. As for everyone else, they were all equally puzzled.
"Jakai, do you know Tommy?"
Maria asked in disbelief. Just a while ago, Kai didn't seem to be afraid at all. Furthermore, he even beat up one of Tommy's men. In spite of that, Tommy wasn't the least bit angry when he arrived. Upon Maria's question, everyone turned to look at Kai. If he really knew Tommy, they would definitely be in hot soup. After all, they had been ridiculing him throughout the entire episode.
"I don't."
Kai shook his head. However, Maria was still baffled. "Since you don't know him, why was he so courteous to us?"
"I know.
It must be because he knows Mr. Carlson. Didn't you see him help Mr. Carlson up just now?" someone commented aloud.
"That's right. He must definitely know him. In fact, I even saw him smiling at Mr. Carlson." Now that the matter was over, most of them wanted to help Zane recover from the humiliation he had suffered earlier. Or else, they would likely have a bad time back in the office.
"Zane, what's going on, new? Chapters only infobug.com. Do you really know Tommy or not?"
Maria was confused. If he did know Tommy, he wouldn't have dropped to his knees in fear early on. In fact, he wouldn't have peed his pants either. It was obvious that he wasn't acting at all. "But if he doesn't know him, why did Tommy help my family recover its debt? Moreover, Tommy did help Zane up and apologize to him. So, what's really going on?" In truth, Maria wasn't the only one confused. Everyone else shared her sentiment. The only reason they gave Zane credit was just to ingratiate themselves with him. Faced with Maria's question, Zane pondered a while before replying, "To be honest, I have never met Tommy before. But, I have a friend who says he is close to him and that they share a meal regularly. Perhaps, my friend has mentioned my name or shown him a picture of me to him before. That's why he could recognize me just now." At that moment, that was the only plausible reason he could come up with. Or else, there was just no way he could explain why he peed his pants. Upon his explanation, everyone suddenly understood what had happened. Even though the episode was over, none of them were in the mood to continue partying. After all, their pants were all stinking of pee. Just when Zane was about to leave with the rest, Charlie suddenly entered the room with his men. At the sight of Charlie, Zane's face turned pale as everyone else recoiled in fear. Sensing their panic, Charlie reassured them, "Everyone, I'm sorry about just now. It was my fault for not clarifying the situation. Therefore, I would like to make it up to you with two bottles of Louis XIII. please enjoy them, and feel free to let me know if you need anything else.
Chapter 103. Charlie was all humble and servile as he surreptitiously stole glances at Kai. Kai had long since noticed the man peeking at him, so he imperceptibly waved a hand and dismissed him. When the others in the room saw that Charlie had left, they instantly went into an uproar.
Whoa! It's Louis XIII. This is a well-known wine. I heard that a bottle costs 100,000. Never in my wildest dreams had I ever thought that I'd be able to drink such an expensive wine. This is incredible. It's all thanks to Mr. Carlson that we get to drink wine that cost 100,000 a bottle. Well, I don't dare to drink it when a sip is a month's salary for me. Everyone gathered around the two bottles of Louis XIII, their eyes almost popping out of their sockets. After all, coming from the working class, they probably would not get to drink such top-notch wine in their entire lives if it were not for the opportunity that day. At that moment, Zane's eyes were also slightly red. While he had a salary of tens of thousands a month, he did not dare to drink a bottle of wine costing 100,000. That was too extravagant for him. However, he could not appear too eager since it would be mortifying otherwise.
All right, that's enough. Stop crowding around the two bottles of wine. You're making yourselves look like peasants. It's just Louis XIII, no. It's no big deal. I often drink such wine when I'm with that friend of mine. We even drink Remy Martin and the like, he boasted, feigning nonchalance. In truth, he was merely putting on a show with his non-existent friend. Considering his current capability, he was not so rich that he could afford to drink Louis XIII frequently. What kind of business is your friend in, Mr. Carlson? He's just too wealthy. That aside, he even has vast connections that he's actually acquainted with Tommy Louis, someone asked Zane.
My friend. My friend is, Zane stammered since it was a friend he made up, so he could not possibly come up with a backstory so quickly. All of a sudden, his eyes lit up, and he fibbed, my friend is in the import and export business. He often goes abroad. Then, even if they want to see that friend of mine, they wouldn't be able to do so easily since he's always abroad. Upon hearing that, the crowd started singing his praises, praising him to the skies. After uncorking the two bottles of Louis XIII, Zane poured each person a small cup, but not Kai. TCH. I haven't even settled the score with him for scaring me with his glare earlier, so how could I possibly allow him to drink such good wine? A single sip of it costs more than 1,000. Kai was not the least bit bothered by the exclusion. Instead, he almost burst out laughing as he watched the men who had peed their pants drinking and enjoying themselves. It's late, so let's go home, Hilda, Kai said to Hilda. Glancing at the time, she nodded. Zane did not mind them leaving, finding Kai's presence there superfluous anyway. You shouldn't stay too late either, Maria. Otherwise, Mr. Saunders will worry. Kai reminded Maria before leaving. At once, Maria retorted with displeasure written all over her face, that's none of your business. Are you my parents? Or are you my brother? I'll stay however late I want. What a meddlesome fellow. Just send your girlfriend home, Kai. You don't need to bother about my girlfriend. What a busybody. Zane snarked with a snort. Kai said nothing further as he had reminded Maria. Since she refused to leave, he was not going to bother himself with it anymore. When Kai and Hilda arrived home, Chloe was still waiting for Hilda in the neighborhood's park. As soon as she saw Hilda returning with Kai, she chuckled. You should have told me that you went out with Kai, Hilda. I'd been worried for nothing. Chapter 104. I was the one who invited Hilda to attend a party with my colleagues, Mrs. Wallace. And I'm going to bring her to my office for an interview tomorrow, Kai hastily explained to Chloe. There's no need for explanations. I'm not worried if you're with Hilda. Even if you two spend the night outside, I'm not going to say anything. Chloe remarked, staring at him with a meaningful look in her eyes. That had embarrassment flooding Kai. Oh my God, she's just too bold in her speech. What nonsense are you spouting, Mom? Hilda flushed, and she swiftly dragged Chloe away. After taking a few steps, she could not help glancing over her shoulder at Kai. Following that incident earlier, her love for him had soared exponentially. Early the following morning, Kai brought Hilda with him to the office. However, there was no sign of anyone, although it was already office hours. They waited for more than half an hour before the employees started coming to work, one after another. All of them had dark circles under their eyes, making it clear that they stayed up too late last night. As a result, they could not wake up on time that morning. As for Zane, he only arrived a little after 10 o'clock while yawning all the way. The second he went into his office, he made himself a cup of tea. Do you know what time it is now? Is this your usual attitude in working? Kai questioned, pushing open the door to the man's office and stalking right in. The company belonged to Josephine, and in turn, it meant that it was his. Therefore, he was naturally irked that all the employees were late to work. Zane was stunned for a moment before his temper spiked, and he roared. Who do you think you are, Kai? Don't forget that I'm the manager here. Yet, you're questioning me? You should know your place. TCH. As he was bellowing, Maria walked in with Hilda. What's wrong? Why are you flying into a rage early in the morning? Kai here doesn't know his place that he's actually telling me off for being late. What a joke. Zane curled his lips and declared, Kai, your task today is to collect a third of your team's arrears. If you can't do that, you'll have to work overtime. In other words, he was using his position to establish his dominance over Kai so that the man would know his might. Kai merely sneered before he spun on his heels and strode out. I'm going to collect all the arrears, not to mention a third of them. I don't like it when others owe me money. After he had left, Maria asked Zane to complete the onboarding procedures for Hilda and even had him assign Hilda to her team. It was evident that she liked Hilda very much. In reality, Maria was not a heinous person at heart. She merely had the demeanor of a wealthy heiress and looked down upon others. However, from her attitude toward Hilda, one could tell that she was not all evil. After finalizing Hilda's onboarding procedures, Zane leaned back against his chair and nodded off. They enjoyed themselves into the wee hours last night, and he had to wash his soiled pants after returning home, so he only got to bed very late. While he was sleeping, Xavier pushed the door open and walked in. Seeing that Zane was in a slumber, he frowned slightly. "Do you not know that you're supposed to knock before coming in?" Zane lambasted with his eyes still closed, awakened by the sound of the door opening. He was the king in the sales department, so he need not be afraid of anything. Upon receiving no forthcoming response, he opened his eyes. When he saw Xavier glowering at him, he was so petrified that he fell off the chair. "MMR Jennings, why are you here?" Zane wore a panicked expression on his face. He rarely comes to the sales department, so why did he suddenly show up here today? Xavier merely shot him a glare. Instead of dressing him down, he gazed out at the employees working outside through the window in the office. However, his gaze was fixated on Kai alone. Chapter 105. Just then, Hilda went over to Kai, leaning pretty close to him. Noticing that they seemed very familiar with each other, Xavier queried with furrowed brows, "Who's that lady, Mr. Carlson?" Zane promptly cast his gaze over. When he realized that the man was referring to Hilda, he hurriedly replied, "That's Kai's girlfriend, Mr. Jennings. Her name is Hilda Wallace, and she has just started working here today." "Kai's girlfriend?" Surprise inundated Xavier. Shocked at the man's reaction, Zane nodded slowly. "Yes, she's his girlfriend." In the next instant, a sneer manifested on Xavier's face. "Find an opportunity and snap some intimate photos of them. Remember to do it secretly and send them to me. Got it?" Zane nodded. Xavier then left in high spirits while Zane wore a mystified look. "I didn't know when he had such a kink. Kai, the person who presently owes our team the most money is Dexter Murphy. He owes nearly $1 million and hasn't made any repayment after 2 years. Several sales representatives went to collect the debt, but none succeeded. I heard that some were even beaten up." Troy reported, pointing at a whole page of arrears on his computer as he sat at his desk. Kai glanced at the time before he nodded and announced, "We'll start with him, then. If we go now, we'll be back in time for lunch. Just the two of us?" Troy exclaimed in surprise. "Of course. Are you thinking of going in a group?" Kai was startled. "Terrified," Troy explained with a conflicted expression, "Kai. Kai, it's rumored that the man used to be a gangster. He has now washed his hands of the underworld and started a company, but he still has quite a number of lackeys. We'll definitely suffer a beating if we go alone." Many of the sales representatives ended up with bruises, and I even heard that a female sales representative who went over ended up pregnant. "So, you're afraid?" Kai asked with solemnity etched on his face, his eyes boring into the man. Troy did not quite know how to answer that. He was indeed afraid, for anyone would fear such a client. "This is precisely the nature of your job. If you're afraid, then just quit. Sometimes, you never know whether you'll succeed if you don't try." Having said that, Kai printed Dexter's information out and strode out with it in his hand. "Kai." Hilda chased after Kai when she saw him leaving. She knew that Zane gave him a task, so he was undoubtedly going out to collect a debt then. For that reason, she planned to go with him. Cognizant of his impulsive nature, she was worried that he would end up fighting with the other party.
"Are you going out to collect a debt?" Hilda inquired after catching up to Kai.
"Yeah." He nodded in affirmation.
"Let me have a look at it."
She then took the information from him. The two of them stood very close, so it appeared as though they were hugging, looking exceedingly intimate. When Zane glimpsed the scene from his office, he quickly whipped out his phone and furtively snapped a few photos before sending them to Xavier.
"Kai, I'm afraid this has become a bad debt. The person didn't make payment even though 2 years had passed. Moreover, many sales representatives had gone over to collect the debt but to no avail." Hilda's brows knitted together as she scanned through the information.
"This is the biggest debt, so I've got to try no matter how difficult," Kai replied with a smile.
"Okay, I'll go with you then," she said, nodding.
"I'll be fine going by myself."
"You don't need to go with me," he hastily countered, waving his hands.
"You're too rash, so it'll be better if I go with you. Besides, women have an added advantage when it comes to collecting a debt." While saying that, Hilda grabbed his arm and strode out. Seeing that, Zane immediately snapped a few more photos and sent them to Xavier once more. No sooner had Kai and Hilda stepped out of the building than Troy ran out as well. Catching up to Kai, he asserted, "We're a team, so I can't just watch as you take the risk alone, Kai. It's just a beating at worst, so I'll go with you."
Chapter 106. Troy finally came to a realization, so he chased after Kai. Meanwhile, gratification crept onto Kai's features when he saw that the man had decided to go with him. He patted Troy on the shoulder, assuring, "Don't worry. With me here, you won't suffer a beating." In response, Troy could only smile helplessly. Part of the reason he bit the bullet and decided to go with the man was to keep his job. They were in the same team, so he was afraid that the higher UPS would sack him if they learned that Kai went alone. In no time, Kai and the others arrived at Dexter's company based on the address in the information. The company was small with only 2 floors, and the signage at the entrance was very old.
"Don't tell me this company has gone bankrupt? Will there still be people inside?"
Hilda fretted as she stared at the signage at the entrance. "If the company has gone bankrupt and the debtor has taken off, this debt will be uncollectible. Let's go in and have a look." After saying that, Kai took the lead and walked in. The moment they entered the building, a racket drifted into their ears. Thick cigarette smoke hung in the air, choking one so much that one could not quite breathe. 7 or 8 shirtless men with tattoos snaking all over their bodies were smoking and playing cards in the lobby, their eyes bloodshot. At the sight of that scene, regret deluged Troy. He tugged at Kai's sleeve lightly.
"Why don't we come another day, Kai?"
Hilda's face had also gone a touch pale. "No matter how I look at it, this doesn't seem like a company at all. Instead, it appears to be more of a bandit's lair. Since we're here, we've got to at least meet the boss before leaving," Kai stated airily. Right then, one of the men noticed them. He stood up and strutted over to them.
"You three, what is your business here?"
"We're from Sentiment Chemical Limited, and we're here to look for Mr. Murphy," Kai answered placidly.
to collect the debt. The man instantly discerned the purpose of their visit. With a slight frown, he growled, "Mr. Murphy isn't in, so hurry up and leave. Don't disrupt our game of cards." Upon saying that, he headed back to the table to resume his game. Yet, just after he had taken two steps, a sultrily dressed girl with heavy makeup sashayed down from the second floor. She was not that old, but her dressing and appearance made it clear that she had long since lost the innocence of a girl. "Lux, Mr. Murphy wants to see them," the girl uttered to the burly man who stopped Kai and the others from going any further earlier. The burly man nodded in acknowledgement and turned to the trio. "Go on up." After saying that, he returned to his game of cards without a backward glance. Meanwhile, the girl studied Hilda for a bit before ordering, "Come with me." Kai and the others followed her upstairs. Troy was so scared that he was trembling and almost tripped while ascending the stairs. At the same time, Dexter was smoking a cigar in the office with both his legs propped up on the table as he hummed leisurely. Wads of tissue were scattered all over the ground, and a musty smell lingered in the air. At a single glance, one could tell what had transpired there earlier. Soon, the girl led Kai and the others into the office. Dexter continued holding the cigar between his lips, but his eyes roamed all over Hilda. "You're from Sentiment Chemical Limited," he queried mildly. "Yes." Kai nodded in affirmation. "I prepared the money I owe your company long ago." While saying that, he threw the girl who led the trio upstairs a look. Understanding his meaning at once, the girl promptly opened the safety deposit box at the side. Stacks of bills were arranged neatly in there, the amount far exceeding a million. Exhilaration swept over Troy and Hilda like a tidal wave when they saw Dexter's ready acquiescence. They did not expect things to be so smooth sailing. "He doesn't seem to be as described in the information, refusing to repay his debt and even beating up those who come to collect it." Kai, however, smirked slightly. He knew that the man could not possibly be so sporting to return the money. Chapter 107. Sure enough, Dexter removed his legs from the table after revealing the stacks of bills. With his lecherous gaze fixated on Hilda, he declared, "I don't like dealing with men. If you want the money back, leave the woman and buzz off. I promise to repay the debt I owe to your company." Hearing that, Hilda was so stricken that she darted behind Kai. When Dexter saw how fearful she looked, he guffawed. "It's only right and proper to repay one's debts. No matter who comes to collect it, you've got to pay up," Kai asserted coldly. At that, Dexter eyed him as though he was an idiot. "Right and proper? You must be new, eh? Didn't your colleagues tell you the consequences of coming here to collect my debt?" "They did, but I didn't believe them. Thus, I wanted to come here and try my luck." Kai nodded as he spoke. "Ha! It's my first time meeting someone so bold throughout the years. Since you want to try your luck, I'll grant you your wish." While saying that, Dexter swung his fist at Kai's face. Behind Kai, Hilda anxiously yanked at him when she saw Dexter making a move, hoping to pull him away so that he would not get hit. Conversely, Troy swiftly took two steps back, afraid that he would be caught in the crossfire. Alas, Hilda could not make Kai budge. The man merely stared at Dexter smirkingly. When the latter's fist was only an inch away from him, he abruptly shot his hand out and grabbed it. In the next instant, the sound of bones shattering pierced the air. Dexter felt as though a vice had clamped his hand before excruciating pain assailed him, the agony so intense that he wailed at the top of his lungs. When the girl who led Kai and the others upstairs saw that, she spun on her heels and sprinted out. Her intention was as plain as day to summon help. "Troy, go and bag the money with Hilda. Don't take any extra, but make sure to take the exact amount he owes us, nothing short of it," Kai said to Troy after restraining Dexter. Unfortunately, Troy had long since frozen in fear. Instead, Hilda hurried over to the safety deposit box after glancing at Kai and started bagging the money. In the blink of an eye, there was a million in the bag. Hilda then urged Kai frantically, "Let's go since we've now gotten the money." Right after her words fell, a flurry of footsteps sounded. The 7 or 8 men with tattoos downstairs had already rushed upstairs and were blocking the door. "Let Mr. Murphy go, you brat. You're courting death to make a move against him," the burly man known as Lux bellowed upon seeing that Kai had restrained Dexter. "Have your men clear a path." Ignoring him, Kai exerted slight force on Dexter's hand, upon which the sounds of bone snapping rang out once more. By then, Dexter was already sweating profusely from the debilitating pain. Despite the fury blazing in his eyes, he had no other choice then and could only order in a booming voice, "Do as he says." In mere seconds, the men parted and made a path. Subsequently, Kai said to Troy and Hilda, "Take the money and go back to the office. Are you not leaving with us, Kai?" Hilda asked in puzzlement. "You two leave first. I'll be right behind you," he replied. Hilda regarded him worriedly, but Troy tugged at her. "Let's go quickly. We'll only burden Kai if we stay here." He ran out of the building while dragging her along. However, right after they made their escape, Hilda gave him the money and told him to take it back to the office. She, on the other hand, waited across the road, for she could not rest easy without seeing Kai leave. Meanwhile, Kai dropped his hold on Dexter after Troy and Hilda left. Having obtained his freedom, Dexter went off the deep end. "I'm going to kill you today, brat." Chapter 108. Kai ignored him, sweeping a gaze over the cigars on the table. Then, he picked one up and sniffed it lightly. "This is some good cigar. What a waste." After saying that, he lit one and took a small puff before exhaling a circle of smoke. Judging from his expression, he seemed to be relishing it. Seeing the indifferent and intoxicated expression on his face, everyone almost burst a blood vessel. "Brat, I'll take your life today for having the audacity to injure Mr. Murphy." Roaring, Lux punched his fist at Kai. Not only was the blow exceedingly forceful, but it also emitted a whizzing sound as it cut through the air, making it evident that he was a trained fighter. Kai remained nonchalant in the face of the punch. He took another puff of the cigar and exhaled at Lux, who was charging at him. Following that puff of smoke, the latter, initially streaking forward at lightning speed with his arm extended, abruptly froze as though immobilized. His fist was only mere centimeters away from Kai. All at once, Everyone gaped at the sight. Under their incredulous gazes, Kai kicked the man and sent him flying. The strapping body flew right out of the office and slammed onto the ground heavily.
Lux.
Dexter's expression changed drastically, and he raced over to check on the man. After all, Lux was his most skilled fighter and had trained in kickboxing for over 10 years. When he reached the man, he was entirely stunned to see that Lux's chest had sunken in, and blood trickled out the corner of his mouth. His eyes were wide open, and he lay on the ground motionlessly that one could not tell whether he was still alive.
Kill him.
Finish him off. Rage swamped Dexter, and he went ballistic. Never had I been disrespected such. I'm going to rip him to pieces right this instant. With that order, the remaining men lunged at Kai. They did not believe that he could be their match in that cramped space regardless of how good his combat prowess was.
Well, you asked for it.
Harumphing, Kai flew at them like a whirlwind. His speed was so fast that they could not even catch a glimpse of him before they were all knocked to the ground. In just a few seconds, the men sprawled across the office, howling in pain. Although Kai did not take their lives, he broke their limbs, so their injuries were quite grievous. Dexter was entirely dumbfounded, while the girl beside him had gone as white as a sheet. Verily, he never expected his men to lose to a man who seemed so fragile that he would break at a mere nudge, particularly when they had outnumbered him.
Say, you could have owed anyone a debt, but you just had to owe me.
I hate it when people owe me money. Kai proceeded to stalk toward Dexter with a sneer on his face.
W, who are you?
I only owe money to Sentiment Chemical Limited.
Aren't you an employee of the company?
Dexter questioned in a panic, his eyes trained on the man.
Of course, I am.
Sentiment Chemical Limited belongs to Josephine Sullivan, the daughter of the Sullivan family. And she's my woman.
With that said, don't you owe me money?
Kai drawled with a smirk.
Your woman.
Bewilderment was written all over Dexter's face. Immediately after, his eyes started widening, and terror crept into them.
Why, Yuri the One?
His mouth gaped open, but he was so terrified that no sound came out. He had been a gangster in the past, so he knew of many things, though he did not have the right to attend the banquet hosted by Walter. Naturally, he had heard of Kai, but it never crossed his mind that they would be the same person.
What?
The person who defeated Stephen Fisher and whom both Walter Grange and Tommy Lewis revered turned out to be the seemingly insignificant young man right in front of me. Chapter 109. Dexter could not quite believe it, yet the facts were right before his eyes.
Thud.
His legs gave out, and he fell to his knees before Kai.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chance.
Please spare me. Dexter frantically pleaded for mercy even as he prostrated himself. If Kai were merely Josephine's boyfriend, he would not have been so petrified. After all, the fact that he dared to owe the Sullivan family money made it clear that he was not afraid of them. Despite being the wealthiest family in Horrington, the Sullivan family was only involved in legal businesses, so someone in the underground circles like him was not the least bit intimidated. Alas, not only had Josephine publicly acknowledged Kai as her boyfriend, but Tommy and Walter had also treated him as their honored guests. As such, he was not someone Dexter could afford to offend. At the sight of Dexter's pathetic demeanor, Kai snorted and strode right past him. After Kai had left, Dexter slumped onto the ground. A puddle had long since formed beneath him. As Kai stepped out onto the street, planning to hail a taxi back to the office, he suddenly spotted Hilda sprinting over from the road across. Kai. Hilda ran toward Kai excitedly when she saw him exiting the building. A wealth of warmth suffused Kai upon seeing that she had not left but waited for him instead. Just as she was darting across the road, a speeding car barreled toward her. Stark horror assailed Hilda when she saw that, causing her to be instantly rooted to the spot. For a moment, her mind went blank. When the driver noticed that someone had dashed into the road, he desperately slammed on the brakes. The ear-splitting screech and smoke from the tires had the atmosphere turning tense at once. The instant Kai saw the impending collision, he circulated his energy and shot out. Shielding Hilda behind him, he slammed his hands on the speeding car. Soon, the car came to a stop. Hilda remained standing there blankly, her eyes brimming with terror. "You're fine now, Hilda." Taking her hand, Kai led her across the road. "Are you blind? Watch where you're going," the driver lambasted after rolling down the car windows. It was clear as day that he, too, suffered a great fright. After Kai had left with Hilda, he climbed out of the car to take a look at the state of his vehicle. The second he saw the deep palm imprints on the hood, he broke into a cold sweat. Overwhelmed with fear, he scrambled into the driver's seat and sped off. "Why didn't you go back to the office, Hilda?" Kai inquired in concern. Hilda had already recovered her composure by then, though she had no idea why the car did not hit her. Upon hearing his question, she swiftly answered, "I was worried about you, so I waited outside." "Are you okay, Kai?" She looked him up and down anxiously. "I'm fine. Those men only have the guts to pick on those weaker than them. Let's go back to the office." Subsequently, Kai hailed a taxi and headed back to the office with Hilda. At that moment, the sales representatives in the sales department were all gathered together as they gossiped in hushed tones. "Kai sure is bold for having the guts to go and collect the debt from Dexter Murphy. He probably doesn't know that all who did so in the past came back with bruised faces." "Exactly. Hilda shouldn't have gone with him. Dexter is a libertine who wants to bed every beautiful woman he sees." The female sales representative who previously went to collect his debt ended up resigning when she returned. "I heard that she was even pregnant later, and the child was none other than Dexter's. Let's just wait and see. Kai is sure to be all black and blue when he comes back." As they all whispered among themselves, Maria wore a frown on her face as worry for Hilda weighed her down. She was not worried about Kai, not even if he ended up crippled. It'd be a pity if Hilda were to be sullied by Dexter when she's just a young girl who hasn't seen much of the world. Sheer regret flooded her. "Gah! I should have stopped her from going with Kai." Chapter 110. "Why are you guys shooting the breeze here instead of working when it's still office hours? Do you want me to dock your pay?" Zane roared at the group of sales representatives as he stepped out of his office. At that, everyone hastily returned to their desks. One of the sales representatives told Zane, "Mr. Carlson, Kai went to collect Dexter Murphy's debt. Hearing that, Zane was stunned for a moment before gloating. He doesn't even mind risking his life just to flaunt his capabilities, huh? If he manages to collect the debt, I'll drink all the water in the toilet bowl. A second after his words rang out, Troy returned with sweat dripping off his face and a black bag in his hand. When Maria caught sight of him, she demanded urgently, "Troy, where's Hilda?" Troy snagged a bottle of water on the table and finished it in a single breath. Then, he exhaled deeply before relating everything that had happened. The instant they heard that the bag contained a million in arrears, they all wore astonished expressions. Zane even tore the bag open in disbelief, causing bills to scatter all over the ground. At that sight, his expression turned as black as thunder. Thinking that Kai would never succeed in collecting the debt, he had even declared that he would drink all the water in the toilet bowl if the man managed to do so. Hence, that was a slap in the face to him. Hilda is too smitten with him. I really don't understand what's so great about Kai. Lydia grumbled in perplexity when she heard that Hilda stayed to wait for Kai. Maria was also worried about Hilda. As for Kai, no one was bothered about him. While everyone was feeling sorry for Hilda, Kai returned with her. Upon seeing that he was unscathed, everyone was very much surprised. "Were you not beaten up, Kai?" Zane asked dubiously. "It's only right and proper to repay one's debt. Why would they beat me up? It should be the other way round." Kai sneered. Meanwhile, Maria went over to Hilda. "Are you okay, Hilda? You don't look all too well. Don't go with him anymore in the future."
"I'm fine, Maria." Hilda flashed her a smile.
"Kai, since you're so skilled at collecting arrears, you'll be responsible for all the arrears in the future. That'll be your only job scope." Seizing the opportunity, Zane handed all the sales department's arrears to Kai. Kai did not decline either, since he would be doing so even if the man did not hand them to him. After all, that was his money. His acquiescence had surprise inundating Zane. Nonetheless, he was inwardly jumping for joy. "If he manages to collect all the arrears, I'm sure to get a windfall in commission." At noon, Xavier sat at a table by the window in a restaurant near Sentiment Chemical Limited, waiting for someone eagerly. Shortly after, Josephine strolled into the restaurant with a bag on her shoulders. The moment Xavier spotted her, he quickly sprang to his feet and waved at her. "Over here, Josephine." Josephine strode over with an indifferent expression and sat down across from him.
"Why did you ask me out?"
"I just feel that it's been a long time since I last saw you, so I'd like to treat you to a meal, Josephine," he replied fawningly. "I'm leaving if there's nothing important." While saying that, Josephine was prepared to stand up. Seeing that, Xavier hurriedly stopped her.
"No, no. There's something important.
Josephine, you know my feelings for you. I've never loved another woman all these years. Can you please?" "No," Josephine cut him off before he had even finished speaking, asserting, "Xavier, I hope you're aware of your place. You're just a manager employed by my family. I can dismiss you anytime. You'd better place your focus on your work instead of having any more delusions about me." Her expression was chilly, and her tone was frosty as well. that had Xavier's expression changing imperceptibly.